3. That's 3.
All right, thanks, Smila. 5:13 is the time. The Canadian dollar hit 97.5 cents U.S. today, so many Winnipeggers are thinking about a trip to Grand Forks for a weekend of shopping, or maybe thinking about doing some online shopping, maybe getting a jump on those Christmas lists. Well, whatever your cross-border shopping preference, our next guest says there's one stop we should really make first, and that's his blog. Bob King runs the cross-border shopping site BetterDollar.com. Hi there, Bob.
Hi there. Hi, Winnipeg.
Hey, nice to have you here. So what happens on your website when the Canadian dollar is this strong?
Well, that was actually very interesting. I run something called Google Analytics, which actually shows the number of visitors per day and draw me a very nice graph. And what I noticed was that when Canadian dollar is low, I have fewer visitors. Something like, for example, last November, I had about average 50 people a day visiting my blog. Now I have 250.
Wow, so a lot more people.
Yes, so I think my number of visitors going to my website is correlated with the exchange rate.
Now, why did you start this website of yours, Bob?
I started over 2 years ago. Actually, it came from a bad personal experience about 5 years ago. I went down to Boston for a one-day conference, and I was in the airport early and wandered into the duty-free. Got me a bottle of liqueur. Thinking this is actually about 30% cheaper than the high street price. We have LCBO in Ontario. So when I came back the next day, the officer was telling me I have to pay duty and tax. And the number came well above the street price. I think I paid over 20% more.
Oh, really?
Yes, I was being a good citizen. Still, I want to get the best value from the looting in my pocket. I actually asked the officer, I hand over the receipt, shows that I bought it in the Ottawa airport. And I asked the officer that if I had consumed the liqueur, a portion of that, do I still have to pay duty? The officer actually looked at me and said, "How much did you drink?" I actually didn't open my bottle, but I was pondering the idea of, pulling out some of the liqueur.
Right. Tell me this, Bob, what's the best advice that you give to people if they're looking at doing shopping, especially online?
Yes, there's lots of things, right? So that was the story that I was caught by the regulation that, under 48 hours, you are not allowed to bring any alcohol back into Canada. And it turned out there are a lot more of those little traps. If you do online shopping, you could be dinged by the what's called brokerage fee.
You say they're traps, they're laws, right?
No. Actually, it's... when we have a strong Canadian dollar, people want to go south to do bargain hunting. However, there are many hidden costs. Brokerage fee is one of them if you do online shopping. For example, if you buy something from eBay and have it shipped over to you via, for example, UPS or FedEx, if it's over $100, the FedEx and the UPS will charge you will actually handle the tax for you and then charge you a brokerage fee, which is about $29 for over $100.
What do you do, Bob, when the dollar gets close to parity like we're approaching here now?
I will certainly do a lot more cross-border shopping.
And you get a U.S. dollar account?
Yes. So that's another thing. If you pay with your Canadian dollar credit card, you'll be hit by the exchange rate because you will be charged on the when the purchase was happened. So what I do is that I open a US dollar bank account. I convert some of my loonie into US dollars, and I also apply for a US dollar credit card. And that actually make my online shopping a lot easier. Just enter the amount, you don't have to do the conversion.
You're allowed to do that even though you live in Canada?
Yes, of course. Just go to betterdollar.com. I have some information over there.
Bob, appreciate your time with us today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's Bob King, a cross-border shopping enthusiast, and he runs the website betterdollar.com.
Thank you, Bob.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.